Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, people, welcome back to Correct Opinions, episode 22. It is, I don't know the date. I don't know why I do this. I never know the date. It's February 12th, and we're back. I never know what day is. That's when you know you're a bad adult. I don't know. I think it's Wednesday, February 12th. And we're back, baby. Say where I've been. Why you need to do less with your doggies. We review a new young king on Instagram. Plus much more. This is Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions.
And here we are, episode 22. Dog barking, not cool. Come on, neighbor's dog. There's a hot podcast being recorded in this dingy basement in my house. Wish people had a little more respect. Oh, dogs. Speaking of dogs, someone emailed me. Oh my gosh, it was someone threw a shower, a doggy shower, a puppy shower. What? The shower's out of control already. We know that, but the one for a dog, like a legit one, like they surprised me. It's a photo of them. It looks like at a Chili's or something. Like, congrats on your new puppy coming soon. These real dogs out here birthing puppies. You just get to swoop up and take all the credit. You're not its mom. You're not. Oh, these dogs, man. You ever, so I love dogs. To a point, I grew up with dogs, all about dogs. But these people who are like, it's my baby. It's my baby. I want to come here. And they like touch its tongue and stuff. It's like, come on, man. You ever been in like a group of friends or something? Like, I know, I just need you to pray for my dog because he or she is unwell. It's like, I don't know. Oh, you ever had someone be like, pray for my husband or wife while they travel for work. They're flying to Nashville for work. Prayers. Fun fact, did you know you're more likely to be attacked by a bear than to get in a plane crash? Do I need to pray that you avoid bears this week? It's the same likelihood. I'm not praying for that. I'm not praying. Am I supposed to pray every time you get in the car? Every time you get on a elevator? Just, I mean, anyways, dog quit barking. We're doing a podcast. We are back. And TreyKennedy.com/tour. My tour tickets are on sale. We are like very close to selling out the whole darn thing. Thank you. Where, I mean, right now, as at the point I'm recording this, if I can get my dang internet to, I'll tell you what, we're like 10 or 12 cities sold out. Added shows in Royal Oak, St. Louis, OKC. Shout out to y'all. Excited to see a lot of y'all listening right now out on the road. That'll be fun. So yeah, TreyKennedy.com/tour. Get your tickets now. Okay, I'm putting in the work. I'm putting the finishing touches on it. It's going to be good. I was just at a comedy club last week to work on some new stuff, work out some kinks. And I'm always trying new stuff just to have it. And I had probably my first like really bad experience up there where this particular audience... I said a joke. So it was a It was an all black audience, which I've done several of before. And a lot of times I've done it, they've been the most fun crowd, like high energy. And so I actually was like a little overconfident. I was like, I saw that's who the crowd was. I was like, yeah, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. And I go up there, I say this one joke referencing Queer Eye, you know, the Netflix show with the five gay guys like giving people makeovers. I make that joke. So now I know, now you know, black people don't watch Queer Eye. I guess at least this audience, because I like mention it and they were just looking at me like, what in the world is this crazy white boy talking about? I was like, oh gosh, that's never the response you want. And I started getting kind of floundered. I kind of floundered up there and had to kind of like stumbled through it, but it was rough. At one point I felt the shift from laughing with me to laughing at me. They're like, wow, this guy is embarrassing himself. But I got it together and that happens. It's fine. You got to put in those nights so you get the refined product that you guys will see on the road. Look, trying to qualify this. My tour will not be a disaster. I'm serious. I'm kidding. We've worked really hard on it. So I'm pumped. You guys are buying tickets. This is infuriating. Oh yeah, we've got Louisville sold out, Charlotte sold out, Indianapolis sold out, St. Louis sold out, added a show in St. Louis, Iowa City sold out, OKC sold out, San Antonio sold out, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Columbus, Grand Rapids sold out. Come on. So yeah, treykennedy.com/tour. Get it. Thank you. Enough of that. Gosh, we get it. I bombed at the comedy club. I had a rec basketball game. You guys, I told you about this. Threw out my back. This time I did not throw out my back, but something a little more humbling happened. I talked about this. God, you know, I'm like, ooh, I'm selling our tour. God's like, wait, I'm going to humble you. We went and a group of 20 somethings, me and friends, lost to a group of 40 to like some of them were over 50 years old for sure. We lost. Just think of like you listen right now, like think of your dad or your uncle, like says corny jokes and kind of like wears his khaki shorts. Like, yeah, he's better than me at basketball. So tough night of L's there, but you know, that's good. Yeah, it evens out. It evens out. I'm grateful for those evenings. It's like, ooh, I got a fun night tonight. I'm going to hit the comedy club. I'm going to hit the court. I can't be stopped. We're selling out a tour. L. Okay, I'm good. I'm going to tone it down a notch. I'm sorry. Just one of those guys on the team had a grandkid. It was that bad. I mean, like, they scored more points than they averaged hairs on their heads. I mean, it's very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. Like posting us up. I'm out there getting angry at 50-year-olds. I shouldn't be getting angry at 50-year-olds. I'm like, guys, come on, let's hustle harder, guys. We're losing. I'm out there getting physical with someone's like social studies teacher. Come on, man, it's a foul. Shouldn't be doing that. Oh, just humbling. That's always good. That's always good. Okay, I've got to show you all this. Have you seen the Shirley Temple King? The young king of Instagram. This young king, this dude, it's a six-year-old young man. We don't know his name. He's simply the Shirley Temple King. This came across my Instagram, and I believe as of the time you're listening to this, he has been on the Ellen Show. Happened that quick for this kid. But he gets on Instagram and he gives reviews of Shirley Temple's. He'll go to, like, you know, I'm here at Houlihan's and trying their Shirley Temple. Here we go. And then he takes a drink and he reviews it savagely, like Gordon Ramsay style. He's like, 2 out of 10, and that's generous. It's like, dang. Higher ups at, you know, Cheesecake Factory, like, dadgummit, the Shirley Temple King, our stock is down 10%. We didn't put enough cherries in the Shirley Temple. It is amazing. I'm going to play one of the videos. Internet is so frustrating. My internet sometimes won't work, and I just call them, and they go, oh, yeah, well, I just ran a test of mine, and it's working fine. No, it's not! Oh my, fail to load. Great. That's one of the most frustrating things. My iPhone's rear facing camera has stopped working for whatever reason. Whatever, all good. I really do like Apple. I think they do a great job. But I went into the Apple store. I was like, yeah, rear camera isn't working. The guy's like, okay, well, let me just start here. We'll run a number of diagnostic tests. It's kind of standard practice to tell us a little more about what's going on. I'm like, okay, that seems fancy. That seems cool. Then begins a very awkward, like, 7-minute test where we're just sitting there silently awkward. And then the guy's just, oh, having a good day? Yeah, man, just trying to get my phone to work. And then after 7 to 8 minutes, he goes, okay, looks like the test is finishing up here. Yep. And it looks like it is here. It's flagging your rear camera. Looks like it's saying there's a malfunction. I already knew that. There. Bye. 8 minutes. Bye. 8 minutes of my life I'll never get back. Bye. And he's like, well, you have to run another test here. Which then he begins, he just turns it off. I'm like, dude, okay, I thought of that. I turned it off and on. Really? I do have to admit one time, very early on in my phone career, I think it was my first iPhone I owned, like the 4 or 5. Wasn't working. I took it in. The guy immediately just turned it off and back on. He's like, did it fix your problem? And I actually go, yeah, it did. Thanks. Just like duck my head and leave. I did do that once. So I can't, you know, those Apple guys, the amount of people that come in there. I bet they see people walking there with their phone. What? I have all the... It says... My granddaughter says she's leaving me voicemails. I'm not getting them. And they just like open a voicemail. Are these them? Oh, yeah. I'll never forget when I grabbed my grandma's phone a few years ago and discovered a voicemail from me from like 09. It was like a 6-year-old voicemail. Never been opened. She's like, oh, what? So I get it. But I'm in there. He's like, yeah, do you have this phone backed up on iCloud or whatever? All this stuff. I'm like, dude, I don't know what any of that means. iCloud? Is it in the cloud? Sure, it might as well be. I don't know. I don't know what that means. What is the cloud? It sounds terrifying. I don't know. So my phone, I guess, isn't backed up in the cloud. I don't know. So then he's like, well, our only option is to factory reset. And you need to back up first. So I'm supposed to go home and back it up to the cloud. I don't even know how to do that. I think I might just never have a camera that works. Oh, well. That's what I found myself doing a lot. It's just so lazy. I just don't even... Like, I'll order something from Amazon. Be like, this isn't right or didn't fit. It's like, yeah, I'll return it. And then next thing you know, it's like, you missed the return window. It has been 90 days. I was like, oh, shoot. Too lazy to do that for 90 days. I chose to say, I'll do it tomorrow until I just threw $17 down the drain or whatever it is. Pathetic. Okay, Shirley Temple King in the house. Oh, we have a new one. Let's see if we can hear this. This is him reviewing a Shirley Temple. It's going to take forever to loan. Yeah, my wife is not working. Nah, says it is. No, it is not. Would you like to come over and try to connect yourself before I connect my fist to your face? So, Shirley Temple King. Trey takes a drink break. Gotta keep the... Okay, sorry, I won't do that again. Oh... Technology doesn't work. Nothing makes me angrier. Computers make me angrier than any human ever has. That's how computers are going to take over the world. It's just like, oh, humans are doing this? Well, humans are just garbage, so I get it. Computers are doing things? Now I have an anger problem. If some man just ran my Wi-Fi, he's like, yeah, I just kind of tired today, sick. I'd be like, well, you know, humans are like that. This thing that's supposed to work and it's not. Now I have an anger problem. Oh, man. I'm trying to think what a... Dude, I have like a smart thermostat. Anyone have a smart thermostat? Talk about something that doesn't need to... I just need it to click like a heat or cold. I come in, it's like, the Wi-Fi cannot connect. What's the point of this? The times when it's like failed and I walk in my house, it's 58 degrees. Okay, all right, little Shirley Temple King.
I love JetBlue. And good thing they have ginger ale.
Oh, that one's on a plane. That's really bad. We're going to do, let me show you one of the best ones out there. This was at a, where's the Longhorn Steakhouse? He goes to a Longhorn Steakhouse, gets him an ice cold. There it is. Listen.
It's Shirley Temple King live from Longhorn Steakhouse. Yes, I am in the Longhorn Steakhouse. So I'm
Steaks
very excited for Shirley Temple. First of all, this is the biggest Shirley Temple I've ever seen in my life. So that's great news. The bad news is there's no cherries.
No cherries.
So I'm going to try it out.
All right, he takes a sip. What a cute kid. Oh, big draw.
I give that a 5.
That's it. How amazing is that? Hey guys, Shirley Temple King. It's the biggest one I've ever seen, which is great. No cherries. Here at Longhorn Steaks House. The best one he does. I mean, this cute kid, Shirley Temple King. He's got a 250K on Instagram. This one, dude. Where is it? Oh, man. Fancy. He even like, so if he ever comes through, he needs 3 cherries, okay? And he doesn't like, he likes just enough ice, not too much, not too little. I mean, a tough customer. A tough, tough customer, but I respect it. Oh, let's let you see this one. Shirley Temple's stock is just going through the roof right now. I don't think I've ever had a Shirley Temple, which I guess is a good thing. I don't know. Wasn't Shirley Temple someone? Who's Shirley Temple? Did she play like Annie or something? I don't know. Yeah, dude. Yes, she was a child actress. I don't know if that answered my question, but Valentine's Day is coming up. Good old V-Day. Who loves that? Me. But come on, babe. That's just a holiday that marketers put on us. You know, say whatever you want, guys. Better make those reservations, dude. I'm in. You know, you guys know I'm engaged. Okay. So that's been fun. You know, we're doing Valentine's Day. Okay, chill. She just had her birthday. So I got a lot going on. Birthday. You know, man, I'm for sure going to forget one of her birthdays. Out of the, you know, God willing, 50, we might. I'm going to forget one of them. Birthdays, man. I passed like 26. And like the other day, someone was like, how old are you? And I go, it's 27. I don't know. Stop worrying about that a while ago. That's when you know you're getting up in that adult life. How old are you? 34, 35. 35. Whoa, yeah. Wow, 35. You know, whatever. Birthdays, I don't care anymore. So because I don't care about mine, I don't care about yours. That I do. I don't. Like the other day was like one of my aunt's birthdays. She was like, wow, that's so nice of you to remember. Da, da, da. Well, my mom texts me every time there's someone in our family. It's her birthday. FYI, Trey, because she knows. I have no idea. FYI, it's your uncle's birthday today. Okay, I'll shoot him a text. Wow, so thoughtful, Trey. I got to be honest. If someone came up to me right now, I was like, when's your Uncle Jerry's birthday? I'd be like, I don't even know what season it's in. No, I'd have to ask my mom. You'll have to ask my mom. I just don't. Like my sister's birthday is recently. My sister, if you're listening to this, your birthday present's still on the way. Her birthday was like a week ago. She's not received her gift yet. There's been some complications. I'm working on it. Ugh. Did the day before, was I like, oh yeah. That's what happened, and that's fine. You have permission to do that to mine. Anyways, Valentine's Day is here. Oh, I said I was engaged. Like, I've really, really enjoyed. It's funny when you're engaged. Well, first, it's funny when you're engaged. The married people are like, you're going to love married life, which to me is translated as like, you can finally join the ranks of. You're no longer think I'm better than you, kind of a thing. You know, it's like, oh, marriage is great. You're going to love it. As someone who's been married for 8 months, let me tell you all that I know. It's like, get out of my face. So we get in the amount of books I've gotten that are like, how to be together forever. Christian communication for the couples at heart. How to be a husband that God would smile upon. You know, stuff. Just like, who is writing these? I don't know what any of those titles mean. Oh my gosh, my mom was guilty of buying us a few of those. Kind of a deal where she just saw it on the shelf. It said like wife or husband and God in it. She's like, yep, that looks good. Buying it, giving it to him. No idea. So my fiance Katie has this book that says like, you know, how to be married to Jesus and him or something. That's not what it's called, but you get the point. And I flipped through it because, you know, it just looks amazing. And you see that it was written like 26 years ago. It was copyrighted like 1994. And boy, can you tell. It was hilarious. It was literally said stuff like, it basically was a book instruction on how to become wholeheartedly obedient to my every request. It was like, before you purchase anything, run it by your husband to make sure you're honoring his desires as head of the finances and the household and your whole life and your boss. Basically, is what it said. I was like, wow, yeah, you should read that. You need to study that up. Maybe they were onto something 26 years ago. It said like, the woman should not have a job. Unless you have to, you shouldn't. The book said, I know of several women who have a paper route, and they listen to the scriptures during their paper route before their kids arise, so they can get up, throw their paper route, get some scripture in, and then before the kids even rise. Come on. So yeah, we're talking about who reads the dang hard paper anymore? If you find me someone who's 20 something and reads a hard copy newspaper, then get out of my face. Also, shout out to my mom, who she doesn't believe in these things. She just grabbed it without even knowing anything that was in it. So that's hilarious. And so Katie's out right now, I think, wrapping up her paper route. So that's good. Just email them their subscription. That's so funny to me. Paper routes. Who out there is reading newspapers? No one under 30. No one. I can hardly find anyone like in their 20s who has like cable. They're stealing their parents' cable. That's how you do it. Dad, what's your login? I gotta watch the game. That's pretty millennial of me, huh? No, I'm back to like bunny ears. I'm like trying to adjust it. Like, I gotta watch The Bachelor, dude. I gotta get the perfect for The Bachelor. By the way, Peter the pilot on The Bachelor. He's kind of falling apart, isn't he? I'm watching it on and off because that's how you watch that show. You're like, I gotta watch this. And you're like, ugh, I need to like take an extra shower. This is weird and gross to watch. And then you're like, I want to watch it again. But I've been watching it kind of. I'm being serious. I'm not really, I would admit it if I'm watching every minute of it. And yeah, you can tell there's one girl on there. She's like 28 and a lawyer, and she seems like a fairly normal human. There's other girls on there who are like, you stole my scrunchie. You stole it. And then you call me a bully. And like, I am a lot of things, but I am not that. Give me my scrunchie or I'm going to slap you a bunchie. And there's one girl on there who's like a lawyer, and she's like 28. She's like, dude, I don't. She's like, hey, man, what are you doing? And he was like, whoa, are you judging me? And then you would tell her kind of see like, oh, he's like them too. What's up? My name is Peter. I feel like you got to be a little wary of guys named Peter. You know what I mean? Let's see what the name Peter means. Peter is a verb called that, I guess. Peter is an actual English word. the more you know, learning on this podcast. Peter is a verb meaning to decrease or fade gradually before coming to an end. Peter is petering away this season. Peter is completely petering before our eyes. I'm not making this up. Ooh, what is Peter's name in Hebrew? Shimon Bar Yonah. I'm getting off here. Clearly the Peter's not Jewish. He is incredibly pale. But you got to be wary of guys named Peter. Their name literally means to decrease in English. So, you know, and the scroll's like, you're decreasing my chances of me picking you, of me sticking around. She's like, why are you awarding this drama? You drink my bottle of champagne. Seriously. They found one girl, I guess. They found an old photo of her with a hat on that says, like, White Lives Matter or something. There's always something, man. Like, what? Oh. And she's, like, the girl with the White Lives Matter hat is, like, not... She's kind of racially ambiguous, so the whole thing is very... I don't know. These people are crazy, man. These people are crazy. And that's what makes it awesome. And they found one, and I think they accidentally put a normal girl on there. And she's just like, Peter, you're petering this away. What's the deal? We got some sponsors.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Dude, my knee hurts. Everything, I've talked about this show, I'm falling apart, everything hurts. I mean, I'm trying to stretch. It's funny, it's like, is there a way to like not be so tight? Like, you could stretch, that's not that fun. I stretched for maybe 4 seconds. Dude, at one point in time, I did a half Ironman. You guys know what that is? An Ironman, it's insane. I don't know how I did that. I did a half Ironman. I'm a triathlete. I did it once. And I don't think I'll ever do anything like it again. And to be fair, I finished. There were 84 people in the 18 to 24 age group, my age at the time. I finished 78th out of 84. Four people didn't even finish. So maybe they didn't even show up. I don't know. So of 80, hold on. I know what 84 minus 4 is. You ever know sometimes where it gets tricky, where it's like there's 9 people, but never mind, dude. Oh, gosh, I'm getting dumber. Math, I'm getting worse and worse and worse at math. I'm getting dumber and dumber. So of the 80 people who raced, I got 78th. It took me so long. I needed a Sprite so bad. I remember this was in college. Where, like, I learned a lot this weekend. It was out of town. It was like in Austin, Texas. So I was like, oh, let me look at hotels. This is how I got my hotel the night before. I did a 6 to 8 hour race. Well, just like the professionals do in 3 hours or something. Screw them. I go, okay, hotels.com, sort by cheapest, book. $41 for a hotel. What a steal. Yo, people were living there. There was a full on, like, someone was like cooking on a grill on the place next door. I mean, now at this point, I would never stay there. At that age, I was like, oh, it's nicer than my college dorm. So let's do it. My door didn't lock. So, well, I guess I slept fine. That was pretty disgusting. I remember my parents were around and my mom was like, we got a nice Hilton Garden Inn the next night. She's like, you are not staying there. I'm like, I don't want to pay for it. She's like, you don't have to, just stay there. I'm like, ha, nice. Hacked that system. Anyways, dude, we got up for that race. It was like one of the, you know, especially being in college, maybe half the battle just doing that race was that it had to start at like 6:45. Like, oh my gosh. Waking up at 6 is just as hard as running for 6 hours, but I did it. And yeah, just did, started with a real long swim in a wetsuit. Wetsuits are, you have to rent a wetsuit because they're like really expensive. And so didn't love thinking all the people that slid their bodies in that human, I don't know what, rubber glove. Swam, came out and rode a bike for who knows how many hours. And the cruel thing about those triathlons is that they write your age on the back of your calf. I don't think for any other purpose but to either crush your opponent or feel really demeaned, because I'm like riding a bicycle and a woman with 54 on the back of her leg blows by me. I'm like, okay, well. Like a girl with 13 on the back of her calf ran past me. Oh, my gosh. She's not even fully grown yet. She's not even fully built yet. I am supposed to be in my peak physical condition. How'd it go, man, at the triathlon? I did it, dude. Nice. I mean, so did Madison, who is in eighth grade, but that's fine. So I'm sitting on a bike for 3.5 hours. Another tough part that my tushy really hurt. And then it was a half marathon after a 50 something mile bike. And it took me like 3 hours to run a half marathon, 3.5 hours. I was so mad. I just walked it. I felt like I was just like, how are you guys running? My tummy hurts. Where's a Sprite? I finally finish, and it was just a horrible, horrible experience. I don't know how I ever did that. These people who were, you ever see those people like posting on their Instagrams? Ah, great run today. 8.4. Feels good to get back up in the 8 mile range. Shut up. Oh, you know what? Let me give you a big round of shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Come on. We know these people. You like go on a vacation with people. Like, yeah, it's just nice to get away and relax. And they're like, yeah, I got to get up for a run. They come back in. You've been up for maybe 20 minutes. Like, yeah, I just ran 9 miles. Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Ooh, yeah. I'm just, can't say it too late, you know. Every Saturday I get together with my friend and we train for a half marathon. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Shut up. Yeah, that's enough of that. Come on. I find that so brutal, dude. So brutal. The CrossFitters. CrossFitting. Did my first muscle up. Just PR'd, man. I snatched 200 pounds. No one knows, is that good or bad? No one knows what. I don't do snatches. When would I have ever done a snatch? What is that?
You never thrown a barbell above your head?
What? Dude, it's like, I mean, I get it makes sense. It's kind of like a whole community. It's like, dude, shut
up.
Okay. Triggered the whole thing. Yeah, man, we have the tour upcoming. Thank y'all for stopping in next time. Y'all's feedback at correctopinions@trachyner.com is always great. Let me know what you dig. If you like the solo style, if you like when Jake's on, it's fun to do both. And we got some new videos coming your way. The tour's coming around, about to sell out. So get on at trachyner.com/tour. And we got a lot of other fun projects coming at you that we are ready to put out. All right. Really appreciate the love, y'all. Do less, God bless. I'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.